Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the name of the one and only Creator, who we trust, who we depend on, and who we believe in. Amen. Elohim, the Most High God. I'm just thanking Him and you who have called to join in on Crown Talking Drums Radio. Yes, it's another early morning, and it's the first Sunday in February. I tell you, time keeps right on rolling. We need to seize every moment, hallelujah, to be effective in our Most High God's kingdom. Amen. I'm also grateful that you decided to add this hour. I don't take that for granted. Add this hour to your time, to the time in your schedule. Amen. People are busy today. And especially on the weekend, a lot of times we want to get that extra snooze on. But you know who we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the Messiah, the anointed one, who we call Jesus. Hallelujah. But you may hear me refer to him as Messiah over and over again. I'm still talking about the anointed one, the son of the Most High. Hallelujah. I want to say good morning and welcome to this broadcast hour for such a time as this ministry. Yes, my name is Sarepta Cunningham, and I just, the Most High for giving me the opportunity in this space and even in this season of my life, an ability to share and encourage others with his living word. His word's not dead. His word is the truth. It's life. And it brings the very Zoe life of himself to us. Amen. It gives us direction and helps continue to lead us. I don't care what's going on in this world. And there's so much going on, so much happening around us. We see the signs of the times. It seems like they're more evident than ever. But we must pray. Hallelujah. We have to pray and stand in the gap. So, I mean, if there ever was a time for encouragement through the word of Elohim, the Most High God. Yes, he is the Most High. Amen. And if there's ever time for effectual, fervent prayer in this world today, that time's now. So I hope you come with your spiritual ears open to hear what the Holy Spirit of the Most High has to say to you and me today, as he's prompting us to go forth to be effective citizens in and for his kingdom. Amen. We're not doing it on our own merit. We're doing it for his kingdom. Hallelujah. His kingdom come. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. As we go into prayer, we're just thanking him this morning, Heavenly Father, for this brand new day. We thank you, hallelujah, that you woke us up. Hallelujah. You allowed us to see it. And we thank you. We're believing you that we're going to get to experience your new mercies, your new graces for today. Hallelujah. We don't deserve, hallelujah, what you give us. We don't get what we do deserve. That's your mercy. That's new every morning. And we're living in this time of grace. Hallelujah. Where we get what we don't deserve. My. You are so loving, Heavenly Father. And we thank you. We thank you for looking out for us. Not sometime, but all the time. And we thank you for that. We don't take it for granted. Hallelujah. That even when we woke up, we are in our right state of mind. Somebody doesn't know who they are this morning. They don't remember who they are. Father, we just thank you. We don't take it for granted that our mind is in its right state of thinking. Hallelujah. We still have the mind of the Messiah, and he's yet instructing us. Amen. We don't take that for granted. The activities of our limbs, sometimes we may have a little ache or a little pain, but we can thank you that we can still feel even though pain is uncomfortable in all kind of arenas, on the natural arena and the spiritual arena. Pain is uncomfortable, but sometimes we need it to appreciate, hallelujah, the goodness. So many people, when it rains, so many people around me complain. I'm like, what you complaining about? When we get the rain, it cleanses and it purifies. So we just thank, hallelujah, the Most High for the rain. I said, if we didn't have rain sometimes in our life, even in the natural and the spirit realm, hallelujah, we wouldn't be able to appreciate the sunshine, the goodness, and the glory of the Most High. I'm just grateful this morning that I'm still in my right mind and have the boldness to decree, declare, and to speak out. Father, we pray that we continue to walk in your boldness, hallelujah, that you've given us by your Spirit, hallelujah. We just thank you that you're continuing to provide for us, hallelujah, in ways that we can't even imagine. You're yet providing for us. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, and we thank you. We thank you by your grace that we didn't wake up this morning without this roof over our head. It's by your grace, oh, your mercy, oh, hallelujah. We thank you this morning, hallelujah, that we didn't wake up laying on a cardboard board box or trying to cover up with one or two or three. Father, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. We don't want to take anything for granted. Hallelujah. We thank you even for the food that you supply us with. Hallelujah. We just can't take it for granted. Hallelujah. Sometimes we may not have exactly what we want, but we're not hungry. We're not eating out of a garbage can. Have mercy, Father. Have mercy. Help us to see how good you are. Help us not to take you for granted. So many things we can take for granted. Help us, Father. Help us even the more. Hallelujah. Now, Holy Spirit, I ask you, hallelujah, you and I together encourage your saints, hallelujah, the set apart ones, who we are. I'm encouraging myself as well. I thank you. We welcome your very presence to infiltrate this time, hallelujah, a time is this, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Saints of the Most High, I just thank him that we're here, that we're at this moment in time. And the question to us today, there's a question, it's not just a word, there's another question, hallelujah. Are we following? Are we following? And you may ask, what is she talking about? Well, we're going to talk about what I'm talking about. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just grateful this morning. Hallelujah. Has the Holy Spirit began. I lay right when I hit the bed last night. He started talking. And as he was talking to me, he was talking to me about the cloud. And he was talking to me about how the cloud drew those in Israel, how they were led, hallelujah, in that wilderness time in the cloud, with the cloud, hallelujah, and then the fire, amen. And it just, my mind began to race, and I wanted to lay there and go to sleep, and I wanted to get back up. I didn't know what to do, so I just laid there and just let him minister to me. And then he took me there this morning. And I think I was up real early, so I really didn't have that much sleep. But I feel like I'm energetic this morning. And I know it's his presence. It's his presence that gives us that exuberance, that gives us that strength, that gives us, you know, that might, hallelujah, to continue on in him, to persevere in him. Even when we had a few hours of sleep, my. But, you know, we can't continue to go that way. But anyway, this morning, our scripture is going to be turned to that passage, amen, in the book of Numbers, amen. And I am going to read that in the King James Version. Well, I have some other things open. I didn't go to the scriptures on this this morning because I got a couple of Bibles open here. So, but my scriptures, I'm going to read certain things in where I had already looked there and didn't look in Numbers there for the lack of time. I ran out of time. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and just read that starting at the 15th verse of Numbers, the 9th chapter. And here, this was during, the wilderness time of Sinai. And it talked about the period it was, the time of the month and the year that it was. It was when the Israelites, the Passover, they were instructed to keep the Passover in a certain time and to honor it at a certain time. And there were some who had went to a funeral service during that time, and they thought they didn't want to be kept out from the Passover. They didn't want to be passed over. So because they needed to be clean and they had went to a funeral service and they weren't fully doing what had been instructed, hallelujah, the Most High just allowed them to change and do it on another day. So he didn't leave them out. So I'm so grateful, hallelujah, that we get second chances. Not just a second time, but over and over again. Our Father's the same. Yes, he remains the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Are we following? Come on, let's continue to follow. So starting at that 15th verse, I just gave a little bit. You can go back and read this in its entirety and kind of just meditate and study on what was going on right here. You may even want to go further back than the 9th chapter of Numbers, but we're going to go right here at that 15th verse. And on the day that the tabernacle was reared up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, namely the tent of testimony. Amen. That was the presence of the Most High. His presence, hallelujah, was right there. Amen. It covered the tabernacle, the tent of the testimony, and at even there was upon the tabernacle, as it were, the appearance of fire, hallelujah, until the morning. So the cloud by day, the fire by night. But it didn't matter which one was working. It was still the presence of our Most High, God, the Most High. Yes, hallelujah. And I'm grateful for that, hallelujah. So here, even then, that 16th verse says, so it was always. The cloud covered it by day and the appearance of fire by night. And when the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, then after that, the children of Israel journeyed in the place where the cloud abode. There the children of Israel pitched their tents. So wherever the cloud would, whenever that cloud would move, the children of Israel would move. If it stopped, they would stop and pitch a tent. They would camp there. My. Think about that. Come on, because we're going somewhere. I know the Holy Spirit is taking us somewhere. And the 18th verse says, and at the commandment of the Most High, the children of Israel journeyed. And at the commandment of the Most High, they pitched. As long as the cloud abode upon the tabernacle, they rested in their tents. There's a time where we as his people must rest. Hallelujah. But are we following? Come on. I'm going to keep asking that question. 19. And when the cloud tarried long upon the tabernacle many days, then the children of Israel kept the charge of the Most High and journeyed not. See, we see how they're following the instruction of the presence of the Most High. And so it was when the cloud was a few days upon the tabernacle, according to the commandment of the Most High, they abode in their tent. It could have been days, hallelujah. It could have been a few days. Amen. We're just going to see, they just paid attention to the cloud. And according to the commandment of the Most High, they journeyed. 21. And so it was when the cloud abode from even unto the morning, and that the cloud was taken up in the night, that the cloud was taken up, they journeyed. Or whether it was 2 days, the 22nd verse, or a month, or even a year, my, that the cloud tarried upon the tabernacle, the place where his presence dwelt, that's the tabernacle, remaining thereon, the children of Israel abode in their tent and journeyed not. But when it was taken up, they journeyed. At the commandment of the Most High, they rested in the tents. And at the commandment of the Most High, they journeyed. They kept the charge of the Most High at the commandment of the Most High by the hand of Moshe, Moses. My. Are we following? You see, even in that time of the wilderness experience in the Old Testament, hallelujah, as the cloud and the fire was a direction, the covering that hovered over wherever the leading, hallelujah, of the cloud or the presence of the Most High was leading them. That was the Spirit leading them then, hallelujah, by the cloud and the presence of the Most High during that wilderness time. They were living in tents around the tabernacle. My. We're just grateful this morning, hallelujah, that I believe we are following. I think that's the answer to the question. Even if you didn't know, you probably had an inclination of what I was talking about when I asked that question. The Holy Spirit asked me that question. Are you following? You know, when you're following something, you don't just do it at a certain point in time, unless it's an instruction, but you're doing it continuously. You stop when you're led, when you're told to stop. I'm thinking about how we used to play follow the leader when we were in school. There was always someone, or when we were children, there was always someone that was the leader. And whatever the leader did, you had to do that too, or mimic it to the best of your ability. If they moved in a certain way and you didn't have that type of rhythm, you just had to move with the rhythm that you had. But you followed the leader until it stopped. And that was a game that we played even in our early childhood. Hallelujah. Ask me that question and have me to ask you that question. Are we following? Because I'm included in that. I'm not asking you something that wasn't asked of me. Amen. So I'm thanking him that we are being led by his Spirit, that we are letting his Spirit lead us. Are you continuously doing that? Am I continually doing that? Or sometimes are we taking ourselves out of the place? I mean, this morning I'm in Psalm 91 with just resonating in me. Those first couple of passages of scripture where it says, he who dwells in the secret place. When I woke up this morning, that was the first thing I heard. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Most High, he is my shelter. He's my strength. He's my rock. Hallelujah. And in him I trust. I believe that's why he had me coming on this morning, just giving him praise, a hallelujah, raising a hallelujah, hallelujah, because of dwelling in his presence. We have to do that, saints of the Most High. We have to take the time, if we don't say a word, to just lay prostrate, to sit erect in his presence, however, to kneel, hallelujah, in his presence, not saying a word a lot of times. We don't have to have verbal communication, hallelujah, just sitting and acknowledging he's always in our presence. He's always around us, because guess what? He's omnipresent. He's everywhere, all the time, at the same time. So he's always with us. But the key is, are we acknowledging that he's with us always? Hallelujah. Everywhere, all the time. I don't think we do acknowledge that. Because if we did, sometimes we would be so conscious. Like I had an experience this week. A colleague from another department asked me to set up a meeting. And, I mean, our new manager was out of town. I couldn't ask her, is it okay? So the meeting was pertinent, pertained to what we do somewhat. So I added the meeting. He asked me to be the secretary to add the meeting. So later on in the week, some of the colleagues began to taunt at me about it. You know, you his pick, and you this is your meeting, and we got to go to Sarepta's meeting, and you know, just kind of taunting, and they was going back and forth and throwing all kind of crazy jokes out there, and so I was just rolling it off my back, and I was like, I'm not even paying them no attention. And then some of them was saying little crazy gestures. I don't even remember what some of them were. And I let them know, I don't think you realize who you, I said, I know who I am. I know whose I am. And you all doing all this in gesturing, there's truth. I don't joke like that. And I'm grateful because if I had not been spending time in the presence of the Most High, I could have went off on them. I did, though, with the word. And I'm grateful. If I had not been in quiet time, my flesh could have went off. But what went off was my spirit man. I knew who I was, and I just put them in check to let them know I knew who I was, and it squashed it. The word was squashed. The truth, hallelujah, always prevailed. And I'm grateful for that. The Holy Spirit will give us what we need to say right when we need to say it. But we have to continue to abide in his presence. Are we following? Amen. I believe we are. So then my mind just from here, this was Old Testament. And we know our Heavenly Father, the Most High, remains the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He never changes. So then I said, okay, the scripture came to mind coming out of the book of John. And I was like, I knew that the Israelites never knew when the cloud or the fire was going to move. You know, sometimes it was 2 days, sometimes 2 months, but they was always ready. So that lets us know we have to always be ready, right? That's what I'm getting from that. They didn't know sometimes it could have been a day, it could have been 2 days, it could have been a year, it could have been a couple of months, but they had to stay prepared and be ready when the cloud moved. They had to be ready to go. Hallelujah. We have to be in that place. We are the set apart, part one, that are here representing the kingdom. We want to be effective citizens in his kingdom. That's who we are. And that's what we want to be. Are we following? Are we following? Not just are we following the message that the Holy Spirit is giving us today. He's downloading it in me even the more. Hallelujah. And I'm grateful. I want to be following. I want to stay prepared and ready. Continue to have that oil burning in my lamp, in my vessel. Yes, because you don't know what may creep up and try to come up on you. You don't know what kind of report you may get, you know, from the doctor, you or a loved one or a family member. We don't know. That's why we got to keep our oil trembling, our oil filled in our lantern. Keep the fire burning. Amen. I went to a prophetic, it was called a prophetic service on Friday evening. And that was one of the things that the pastor was sharing. And he does walk in an anointed prophetic. He talks so clear. You would think he'd been here for years and years, and he's young. You would think he'd been here, been on this earth for years and years. I can tell he spends time in the presence of the Most High. He was talking about us being ready and staying prepared. He was talking messages that I've been sharing on this platform lately and been sharing with people out of my mouth. Hallelujah. Even a few weeks back, as I was sharing with my son about our ear gate and our eye gate, my son said, now their pastor's doing a series on that. And then when I went to that prophetic, we have to be so careful, Frank. I guess that's why I don't even watch TV that much anymore like I used to. I'm careful. I try to be very selective. We have to be intentional about this walk for the time that we're living in. We're living in terrible times when you look at the world situation. But see, we belong to the Most High. Glory. Hallelujah. He's got us covered. He's still leading. When he was leading the children of Israel with that cloud in the wilderness, they were in the wilderness. We know the Messiah, Jesus, he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness in the New Testament. But who was with him every step of the way? The Most High, his Father. He always called him his Father. He said, my Father. He always called him his Father. Isn't that awesome? I'm so grateful this morning that we have that opportunity to always call him our Father. Just like the Messiah, Jesus, the anointed one. He always referred to his daddy as Father, my Father. And I'm grateful this morning. I just want you to think about it. It's that divine fire that we're gonna get to John. The Holy Spirit's keeping me in this vein. I don't know why, but he's keeping me in this vein, and I'm going to stay at his lead. I'm following his direction here this morning. That's why we're asking the question, are we following? Amen. We don't want to be led by our own self. We don't want to be establishing our own righteousness. Amen. We want to be establishing his righteousness and being in right standing with him. Being led by his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Yes. If that fire or that cloud was stationary, they wouldn't move. I can't emphasize that enough. Amen. If they had to move without that direction, I wonder what would have happened. Can we think about that sometimes when we moved in situations and made decisions? I know I can. I got plenty. When we made decisions and we did not consult our Heavenly Father for direction, we went on a whim. I seek him about everything nowadays and time. I'm not going to be pulled out of his divine assignment for me by nobody, no man, woman, boy, girl, child. That's how important my relationship, my personal relationship is with the Most High. Elohim, the Most High God. Hallelujah. You're going to continue to hear me refer to him. That's who he is. That's who he is. I'm talking about the Most High. That's who he is. He's above every name, every God that other people serve. He's the Most High. And I'm going to refer to him like that continuously. That's who he is. Amen. When we think about if they would have, the Israelites would have just did their own thing and moved without paying attention to the clouds. We know they had the fire as their light by night and the cloud guided them. When that cloud moved, they moved. I'm sure if it moved at night, they would move at night with the clouds. That's the key. Are we following? Amen. See, they would have died in that wilderness during that time of being led in that wilderness experience. We're going to be in wilderness experience. Some of us may be in one right now. Trust me, if we just came out of one, there's going to be others. But guess who's guiding us through it all? We have the Holy Spirit today. Amen. We have the Holy Spirit. They would have died in the wilderness. I don't want to fall short. I don't want to miss. They would have never made it to the promised land. None of that would have taken place. They would have no provision. They would have had no protection. They would have had no direction whatsoever. We can find ourselves in those same places when we make our own decisions without consulting the Most High, asking for direction, asking the Holy Spirit to direct us because we're making decisions every day. And some of them don't just affect us. They affect those who's connected to us. Amen. Think about the parents that have young children, parents that's making decisions. And what my husband used to always say, you want to make decisions that's going to put you ahead of the game. Amen. You want to make decisions that's going to put you above, because that's what we are. We're above and we're not beneath. We're representations here. We are representations and citizens of the kingdom, of the Most High. And we want to be effective in doing that. As parents, whether you're a father or you can still do that, even if you didn't get saved until you were older. You're still making a difference in your grown children's life. Amen. You want them to be able to come to you and ask you advice, ask you for godly counsel. You want that for wisdom. You want to be able to download the wisdom to them from the word. Amen. Not from your opinion, but from what the word said. And see, it will never change. The word remains the same, and it's never going to pass. Heaven and earth will pass, but the word will ever remain according to what the scripture says. This word is effective, and it does what our Father intended for it to do. It's effective. Is sharper than any two-edged sword. Yes, this word is effective. Think about a double-edged sword. When you're swinging it, and those double edges on all ends of that sword, it's cutting left and right all the way around. It's grabbing up everything. That's what the word does. That's why we got to speak it out into the atmosphere. Amen. Every opportunity we get. And we can do it in love. I just experienced that this week. I had to shut them demon spirits up, and it worked. The word works, not sometimes, but every time, and I'm grateful. I heard myself within myself saying, shut up, devil. And the Holy Spirit dropped that scripture in me, and I gave it out there, and they shut up. Them demon spirits shut up. It wasn't the people. It was them spirits trying to come against me to distract me. We're going to always have distraction around this thing. We have to stay. That's the key. Are we following? Are we following? Are we letting the Spirit lead us? Amen. The Spirit of the Most High, the Holy Spirit, Kodesh, the set apart. Kodesh, holy, means set apart. The set apart Spirit that's been given to us. Hallelujah. That's on the inside of us, ministering and speaking to our human spirit. Hallelujah. You know, we talk about our soul being saved. Yes, in that soulless realm, though, guess what is in that soulless realm? Your mind, your thoughts, your will, hallelujah, your way of doing things, and your emotions. Where we're commune with is in our human spirit, the spirit that's on the inside of us, the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. Our spirit, man, is the real us. That's what's going to be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, when he comes back for the church, when the Messiah turns back for us. Amen. But our soul needs to be saved, the soulless realm, our mind, our will, and our emotions. Because it's not about us. It needs to be changed. That's why our minds need to be renewed daily. Hallelujah. Stirred up. Hallelujah. Daily. Our minds need to be renewed. So we won't be conformed. We have to be renewed. Hallelujah. So we won't be transformed to the things that's in this. There's so much out here. So much being pulled at us. There's that word again, that distracts, that pulls us into different arena that we don't have no business going in. Amen. It is so anyway. But I'm just grateful. See, we don't want to get comfortable in any certain spot. I like being here. You know, the Most High, he's good at pulling us out of our comfort zone. He's good at that. I know he's doing that with me right now, right here where I'm at in this space. That's out of my comfort zone. You may not see me, but you can hear me. But I'm grateful you're hearing the Holy Spirit. It's his strength through me. Amen. And I'm grateful. I sense his presence all on me, in me, through me. And I'm grateful. We can't stay in sedentary places. We have to move. There is a time to stop. And I'm sure in them times of resting, in those times, we don't know all the details, but we know the Most High does. He knows all the details of everything that was going on. The scriptures couldn't contain every single detail. But I'm sure during those times of their resting, they were praying. Oh, they were in the presence, just dwelling there. They were fellowshipping, having koinonia. I'm sure they were, you know, just having some good time, even in the time of that wilderness experience, not knowing where the next stop was going to go, not knowing when the next prompt was going to come. We're like that. We don't need to be trying to figure it out. The Most High already knows where we're going and where he's taking us. We don't have to spend time and waste, as my husband would say, brain cells. I'm not wasting any more brain cells on that. The Father has that. My husband said that so much. No more brain cells need to be wasted on that. We are wasting too much thought on trying to figure out what the Father's doing with our life. Let him be who he is. Just seek him, trust him, depend on him. That was part of the opening. I was just seeking. All that was coming to me. It's coming back to me again. That if we're saying we're doing these things, are we really trusting? Are we really depending on him? Are we really believing in him? Are we really taking him as what his word said? We have to, saints. We're living in these critical times, and we have to be intentional with what we're doing, with our purpose. Hallelujah. We have to be. We must be. It's important. For such a time as this, hallelujah, we have nations that we have to speak to and pull them out of bondage. There's nations, there's some people only you will be able to talk to and pull out from the pit of hell. Their souls are in that pit. Their mind, their will, their emotions are being drawn to that pit. And only us can grab that one individual out of that pit. It's important that we are following, not sometimes, all the time, even when we come to a state of rest, even when it seems like nothing going on, and if you're used to moving and going, and you're sitting at a sedentary place, and you're trying to, okay, I need to be doing something. No, you don't. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Not always do we need to be moving. But in that time of resting and sitting in that stillness, what are you doing with that time? Are we using it to cultivate our relationship with the Most High? Are we sitting in his presence? Are we, you know, just meditating on scripture or just sitting and acknowledging in quietness, his presence? What are we doing in those moments when you think you got to be doing something? I had to learn that. And I'm glad I learned it early. There's a time and a season. Even when my husband first, you know, passed away, I couldn't just sit still. I had to be busy. I had to do things, and I see I wasn't being too busy. I still, that's what's keeping me even now. I was thinking this morning, I said, wow, where's the time going? It's almost 10 months. That year's almost here that he passed, and it seemed like it was just a month or two ago. I'm like, wow. But when you are kept, it doesn't matter what you're dealing with, going through, and in those rest moments, take advantage of them. Take advantage of them. Take advantage of them with your presence and your relationship with your Heavenly Father. He desires that we do it. He's beckoning us. He's calling us. He's calling us to spend time so we can hear his voice clearly. We can hear the Holy Spirit when he speaks clearly. We can hear the prompting. It may be just a tug at our heart. It may just be, okay, I know what I need to do now. We have to be so sensitive to his spirit. And we know we're not holier than thou. We're still human beings on this earth. We still can fellowship. We still can laugh and have fun. I still have fun. This is the best times of my life in my relationship with him. But I still, nothing can take his place. Nothing can get in his spot. Amen. And we have to make sure we're paying attention to what, in that time of spending with him and following the leading of his spirit, he teaches us where we're going next. He shows us what's happening next. But along that way, sometimes you attract people, you'll get things that try to get you sucked into this and that and that. But you know, wait a minute, hold up. When you're sensitive and you're hearing the voice, not only are you hearing, but you'll be able to see, spirit, what's going on. You know how you can see things, whatever's going on naturally in the realm of this world? It's got some spiritual connection with it. When you see things going on in this worldly realm, it's a lot of things like that going on in the spirit realm as well. So all this chaos going on in the world, it's a lot of it going on in the body too, in the church body. It's a lot of chaos going on. But there's a remnant of people. There's a remnant of people. No, we're not perfect, but there's a remnant, hallelujah, that want to do the divine will and be in the divine will of their heavenly creator. I know I'm one of them. I'm one of them. And I know nobody mad at me or you but the devil. Guess what? Let's be glad he's mad. Let's stay on the wall of doing what he's called us to do. Today, even as the Father directed the Israelites back in the Old Testament, he still is the same, wants the same for us today. He wants to lead us and guide us today. Now we're going to John 16. I'm off that vein. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is off that vein. John 16. And I'm going to be reading this out of the scriptures. I'm going to start at the 7th verse. This is our Messiah. This is Jesus talking to the disciples in the scriptures. They called the taught one. Amen. They were taught. Amen. We are taught ones today. At least we should want to be taught, learn and be taught. Amen. So we're going to start at the 7th verse. Here he's talking. He's getting ready to go and he's preparing them. And so at the 7th verse, he says, "But I say the truth to you, it is better for you that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper shall not come to you at all. But if I go, I shall send him to you. And having come, he shall convict the world concerning sin and concerning righteousness and concerning judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged." My. "I still have many words to say to you, but you are not able to bear them now." Now, this is the Messiah talking to the disciples, the taught ones. Amen. "But when he comes, the spirit of the truth, he shall guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak from himself, but whatever he hears, he shall speak, and he shall announce to you what is to come." See, there's the Holy Spirit. That's why it's so important, saints, set apart one. That's who we are. We spend that time in the presence of the Most High. I'm understanding why he woke me up with that psalm in my thoughts this morning. Though he was talking about me as I lied, talking to me about the cloud as I lay down last night, as soon as I hit the bed. I see how he ties it all together. Because when we dwell in that secret place, we're going to abide under the Almighty shadow all the time. His shadow surrounding us. And you think about if you take a walk on the sun sidewalk and the sun is kind of behind you in that shadow. You can see your shadow kind of to your side as the sun shifts. Sometimes it moves to the back. Sometimes it's in front of you, your own shadow. Just think about it. If our natural shadow can move around according to how the sun moves in this natural world, look at that Psalm 91. We can abide under his shadow of the Almighty. It's always around us. That's more proof. He's always with us. He's omnipresent. Just like he said, everywhere, all the time, at the same time. Hallelujah. We have to recognize that. Keep that at the forefront of our mind. Our soul, the soulless realm of our mind. Yes. Our mind, our thought process. Yes. No, that's what's going to help gear us in the soulless realm of our will. We won't be doing our will. We want our will to be his will, being led by his spirit. Amen. 14th verse. He shall esteem me, for he shall take of what is mine and announce it to you. So the spirit of truth who came back to us, who was told, foretold to the disciples, the spirit was coming back to them. He is going to relate to them and still relate to us what the Father is communing. We know that the Messiah is at the right hand of the Father. If nobody else prays for you, guess what? The Messiah is at the right hand of the Father interceding. And when I know that, it doesn't matter if I know it. Nobody else is cheering me on. I got my back. I know a Savior is interceding for me. He's interceding for you too. But we have to know that and understand that. Really, I mean, recognize it according to what the word says. We have to take it for what it says. This is our roadmap and our guide for successful living as believers, as followers of the Most High, as followers, hallelujah, of the Messiah, being led by the Spirit. We know they're one. Triune being, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They all are one with three different, so to speak, not offices, but three different demonstrations. Amen. But they're still one. Three in one. One. Hallelujah. Elohim. Hallelujah. Elohim is pure. You know, we hear El Shaddai, but Elohim all by itself is pure. That covers everything that the Most High is. Everything. Elohim. Hallelujah. Our heavenly creator. I just love him. I thank him. 15 of that 16th chapter of John. All that the Father has is mine. That is why I said that he takes from what is mine and announces it to you. And how does it get announced? I'm saying this part, by the Holy Spirit. He's our lead. He communicates with us. Are we acknowledging his communication? Are we acknowledging? That's why the question was asked. Are we following? Are we letting the Spirit lead us? Amen. Are we letting the Spirit lead us? We must be led by the Spirit to be successful, to stop making, we still may make mistakes. But to stop making so many mistakes, to stop making so many bad decisions. I mean, I pray about a whole lot of things. I mean, some things people might say, you can even pray about, my oldest son asked me one time, I don't pray about stuff like that. I said, well, that's you. I do. When I told him, I talked about, you know, when I got color in my hair. I prayed about that. I had to have a peace before I even did that. I haven't been doing it lately. You haven't been doing it in a while. But when I first got color in my hair, the color I went to, I prayed about that. He was like, wow. I said, yeah, wow to you. But that's important to me. There's another scripture that comes to my mind. Am I finished with John? Let me see. Well, this is when the Messiah was going away in 16. Because it's another scripture I'm going to go to right after that just came to mind. A little while. And you do not see me. And again, a little while, and you shall see me. Therefore, some of his top ones said to one another, what is this that he says to us? A little while, and you do not see me. And again, a little while, you shall see me. And because I am going to the Father. And see, at the beginning of this, before we got down to that seventh verse, He had even made a comment to them that you're not even asking, you know, where are you going? You know, that fifth verse, he said, but now I go away to him who sent me, and not one of you asked me, where are you going? Now they asking the question. He was telling them that they didn't even ask, well, where are you going? So now he explained to them where he's going, and now they're asking the question. They ask the question. We shouldn't even have to ask those type questions when we see it already was experienced here. Amen. But I'm just grateful. So another scripture that we're going to go to that came to my mind was in Colossians. When I was talking about, you know, certain things, some people might think it's crazy to pray and ask about, but I do. I can't, I mean, maybe that's just the way I'm made up. I don't know if everybody does that. It really doesn't matter because we all have personal relationships, you know, and we can't, look, I respect your relationship with your creator, and you respect mine. Amen. The scripture tells us that. We have to respect the relationship that man has with the Father. With the Father themselves. We have to respect one another's relationship. Can't remember where that scripture is, and it talks about that. So I'm going to have to find that. But anyway, Colossians 3. Let me see. And I think it's going down to that 15th verse. And it says, and let the peace of Elohim rule in your hearts. I'm reading out of the scriptures. The scriptures read a little different. They use, you know, a great name, and let the peace of Elohim rule in your heart, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be filled with thanks. Let the word of Messiah dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing with pleasure in all your hearts to the master in psalms and songs of praise and spiritual songs. Amen. Whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Master, Yeshua, giving thanks to Elohim, the Father, through him. So this here, I have to let the peace rule in my heart when making a decision. When asked to do something, a lot of times, you know, sometimes you may know immediately, but you have to pray about things. Sometimes people just say, yeah, immediately, and you don't know the details. And I'm detailed. I have to have the details. Any of you who may be on this line and know anything about me, or maybe listen to recording. You know I need details. I'm a detailed kind of gal. Girl, gal. Amen. So I'm just grateful that we're at this moment and we're at this time. Hallelujah. For such a time as this. Amen. I'm even grateful for why that name was just dropped in my thought process. And took a hold in my spirit as I was talking to Apostle Willie Armstrong. I think I even dated the day that happened. I wrote it down and dated it the day that happened. I do have it wrote, but I'm not sure where it is. I know where it is. I'm just not going to look for it. But anyway, I'm just grateful that we are at a time and a season today. And the Most High, he desires to continue to direct our path. Yes, and we're not led by the cloud or the fire, but we're led by his spirit. He placed his spirit on the inside of us. He's on the inside of us, communing with us. Amen. So that's the key question. Are we following? Are we paying attention to that inner witness who is leading us? Remove the distractions. If there's any distraction that's keeping you from paying attention to the inner witness, get them out of your life. It's important that you do it. You know, it's important that you when you notice it's a distraction, you come to the knowledge of seeing that it's a distraction. Put it in a different arena in your life. Anything that's above your relationship, if there's anything that you have above, because we have a people to reach. We have nations to reach. Because we reach one and they're reaching others, those fall into our lineage as well. We have nations to deliver, to get delivered, and to set free. Amen. So we have to be in that place and get in that place or be in that place or remain in that place. It can be either of those. Get, be, and remain. Amen. We have to get that. We have to, that's important. If we want his fullness in our lives, we have to. We must. It's a must. Follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Where he moves, we move. But make sure he's telling you to move there too. Move in that direction as well. Make sure he's directing you to go there and do that. When there's not that inner peace or that inner witness, that Colossians 3:15, that peace has to rule in my heart concerning matters. If I don't have a peace and I have an uneasiness about something, I have to pray about it first. And sometimes that doesn't change. So if that doesn't change, and someone's giving me a time frame or a time limit to give an answer back or something in situations where those type decisions are being made, I don't move. I don't. I can't. So we have to stop. You know, a lot of times we get ahead of the Most High. We get ahead of him by going ahead and trying to do it ourselves. And he's not authorizing us to go. And there's consequences when that happens. I've made many of those type of choices in the past. And I had to suffer the consequences, but I learned through that. A lot of times, hopefully, we're learning through some things, you know, we may suffer. If the Messiah had to learn obedience through the things he suffered, guess what? We're not exempt. Amen. We're patterning after him, but he was perfect. We're not. He was without sin. We're not. We still mess up. We still make some mistakes. We still make them. Yes. But we have the Savior that we can go to quickly. Hallelujah. We can go to him quickly. Hallelujah. And repent. I don't want to delay. If I find I want the Holy Spirit, let me know. Well, that wasn't right. You said that. That wasn't right. Correct that. You did this. Correct it. Correct it. I want to be quick to get it right. Get it together. We talked about that a couple weeks ago. Get yourself together. Amen. We got to get it together, saints, and keep it together. I'm going to unmute the lines. If there are any comments, hallelujah, we thank you, Father. Any comments, any prayer requests, any comments pertaining to the message, any prayer requests, if you need to remute your line. Amen. If you need to remute your line, remute it. But if you have a comment, all prayer requests. Sounds like someone is sleeping and resting in the Father. Amen. So we're just going to pray us out. There are no prayer requests. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for those who came in and joined in today, who came to hear a word from you. As we go about this day, we thank you that you're going forth before us. You're preparing the way, making every crooked path straight, smoothing out the rough edges. We loose our angelic host to go forth before us, our ministering spirit, to keep us safe in all our ways and all our borders. We thank you. We just give you praise and glory for what you're doing in us as individuals. What you're doing in us as a collective body. We don't take for granted our relationship that we have with you. Continue to cultivate it. Hallelujah. Continue to move us in the direction you would have us to go in. Continue to lead us. Hallelujah. As we desire to be led by your spirit. Are we following? Yes, we are. From this day forward, we're going to follow you even the more with a fervency. And we thank you for that. We thank you for never leaving us, neither forsaking us in all of our shortcomings. Hallelujah. You pick us up. You turning us around. And we thank you for that. And it's in your mighty name, the Messiah, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen. And to you, Elohim, be all the glory. I give peace unto you. Go in his peace.